This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe.
Yeah.
Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Yeah.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yeah. 37 on this Wednesday evening. McMonagle here with you. I got you till 2 o'clock. We got Rami on the other side taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We've made it. I know I don't mean just the end of the Nets game or the end of a lousy Knick game. We'll get to it. Russ was live in attendance at the Garden. We'll get to Russ and the reaction from so many about the Giants quarterback room, but we start with where we will begin. Tomorrow it begins the baseball season. The season Met fans have been dying for. The season the Yankee fans have been dreading. At least it feels that way. There should be some more excitement for the New York Yankee fan. But as we sit here today, as the season's about to start, we get ready for a game at Yankee Stadium, Carlos Rodon starting for the Yankees. We'll get into him and how I think this is a big game for him, or at least maybe an indication of how his season goes, depending on how he handles said big game of opening day, being thrusted in that position after all of the injuries the Yankees have suffered and knowing all the big game failures he's had in his Yankee career. How does he show up on opening day? Does he feel good? Does he look good? Is he strutting his stuff the way he did in the first playoff game against Kansas City? But that's not the story, is it, as we get ready? It's both of these teams. Where we are as we start this year that has been so highly anticipated, this year that's offseason has pitted both teams against each other as Juan Soto left the New York Yankees to sign with the New York Mets. Why? I don't know. There's about 35 different reasons why Juan Soto signed, and they're all documented over and over again, whether it's Sports Illustrated or whether it's documentaries run by the Mets or whether it's, you know, every different outlier, every different scenario, plausible, whether it was oh, it's not just the money, it's the family, it's this, it's that. Well, you know all the reasons, but here's the bottom line. And for all the talk about whether or not the Mets are big brother and the Yankee season and dealing with injuries, and I was listening today, as it is baseball preview time, and everyone gives you how many games they think the Yankees are going to win, the Mets are going to win, where they'll finish in the division, do they have a chance at winning a championship, and I'll do all that as well as we'll get into it, probably sometime in the 12 o'clock hour when we turn the clocks to actually opening day. We'll go through all that, we'll have some fun, I'll give you some over-unders, a couple of bold predictions. Have a little fun as we get ready for the baseball season, but so much is done about big brother and little brother coming off of last year. Right, last year for the Mets, and I remember Jerry Seinfeld, of all people, saying it to me, how much fun last year was for the Mets. From being 11 games under 500, really starting the year with Stearns is officially now taking over for the New York Mets, downplaying the season a little bit. Yeah, sure, we're trying to compete, we're trying to this, but the rotation was extremely scary. You weren't sure what it was going to be. Kodai Senga gets hurt. You're not sure where the rotation is. Is the offense good enough? They're signing J.D. Martinez just days before the season starts. And there was very little anticipation for the Mets season. You know, a little bit of anticipation, but it was about next year. They already had Juan Soto on their minds at the beginning of next year. And you went through it, and you're 11 games under 500, and then you go on the run. You have the team meeting. Lindor obviously steps up as the leader of the team. Takes over, has a MVP-caliber season. Leads the team all the way back. The rotation, the every move that Stearns made being the right one over the course of the year. The rotation being one of the best in baseball, the Mets having the best record in the second half of the season, leading through miracle after miracle, big home run after big home run, whether it's Lindor hitting the home run against Atlanta in the first game of the doubleheader, or obviously Alonso's home run against Milwaukee, and then, you know, Vientos just emerging as one of the bright young superstars, the power young superstars in the game, continuing that through the postseason, big home runs. Lindor with another home run against Philly, and ultimately just not good enough to take down the big, bad Los Angeles Dodgers. But what an incredible run. And you put that against the way the Yankees, with Juan Soto, the whole year the Yankee fans aren't happy. They didn't go all in on the 1 year they had Juan Soto. All in wasn't enough. They should have done more. The team wasn't good enough. They floundered kind of through July and August, and we were frustrated. But ultimately, we knew they were the best team in the American League. And so when they go through the American League, no one seems to give a damn. Oh, it's just the American League Central. Oh, it's just the Kansas City Royals. Oh, it's just the Cleveland Guardians. Anyone could beat those guys. They get to the World Series, and many Yankee fans feel embarrassed after the fifth inning. The Yankees aren't good at baseball. That's the message coming out of the Los Angeles Dodgers, where they're sipping tequila on podcasts, or where they're talking trash in interviews, whatever the case may be. Everyone and their mother associated with the Dodgers ranking on the New York Yankees. Aaron Judge is a meme, dropping the ball on New Year's Eve. Like, just all of it. Add that to losing Juan Soto, and now we get ready for these two seasons. And yes, the Met season is supposed to be special. The Yankee season, off of everything I just mentioned, including the pivots they made and bringing in Max Fried and transitioning to maybe a deeper overall lineup with a lot less power in the middle without Juan Soto and better defensively and everything. And we get ready for this season, and we look at both of these teams, and here it is. And here's what we'll say as we get ready for it. For me, this is now, if we're going to talk about Big Brother, and I've shied away from this conversation because I think ultimately it's not about the Yankees and the Mets, but if they don't compete, they're not in the same division, they're going to play six times this year. It's not so much about that. Once the games play and they start, no one's going to care about why Juan Soto's a Met. Juan Soto's just going to be a Met, and you're going to go about competing in a very difficult division with the Phillies and the Braves, and dealing with all the teams in the American in the National League West and the Dodgers, who are going to win 120 games and all that, and it goes away. But if you want to be Big Brother, if you want to talk about owning the city the way Brandon Nimmo has, or have some comments about you don't know the future of the New York Yankees as Juan Soto has, or even Lindor on with BT and Sal, who are going to be live from Yankee Stadium tomorrow for opening day, and him talking about being the best team in baseball and all the anticipation and all the expectations with this team. Well, you wanted it. Here it is. Because I remember Jerry Seinfeld telling me it's never going to be better than this year. It's never going to be more fun. And if you look at it, these two teams right now, there's actually, whether there's a big brother, little brother dynamic shift, there is a little bit of a shift on what expectations can bring and what kind of season the fans can get behind. Because honestly, there's nothing for the Mets to do but win the whole damn thing. Last year, there's no falling behind and have a nice little season. There's no surprising anyone. There's not in sitting back and enjoying what a wonderful ride it was. Or if they lose in the NLCS, wanting to gather up the groups and go to Citi Field and applaud them as they walk out carrying their boxes of cleats and gloves and everything else. This is it. You want to be Big Brother? Welcome to it, because today, or tomorrow now, at 4 p.m. against the Houston Astros, the season starts and there are no fun stories. Right? And we can forget all about the Cohen family and how welcoming they are and how enticing they are to other, you know, Winker desperately wants to be here. Obviously, Soto chose this over anything else. It wasn't the millions and millions of dollars. It was the landscape of the Mets and how family-oriented they are. And Pete Alonso would have sold his soul to stay with the New York Mets. Wouldn't even entertain going anywhere else. This is the place to be. That all goes out the window. No one cares. This is about this team, this pitching staff, who they really haven't invested a lot of money into. They believe in their pitching lab. Right now, can they get that same kind of season last year? Because if they don't, it's not just like, well, you know, listen, wow, what a nice little season from Manaea. I mean, I didn't see that coming. What a great year. Or, hey, they turned Luis Severino around. What a career. What a year after, you know, not being able to pitch or being injured. Like, there are no nice stories anymore. There's no more fun. There's no more feed up and watch a season and hope it goes well. The New York Mets are right up there with every other big team in baseball. They are the Yankees. They are the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's who they are. They have the second highest payroll in the sport. They have the richest owner. They have this farm system where they can go out at the deadline and make improvements to the team. You could see them add to the rotation, certainly. Right, they've got a couple of pieces to decide. They have one roster spot left, and we'll get into that too, all the different things that go on between both rosters right now as it's not finalized as we head into tomorrow. But ultimately, as I look at the Met fan who's been desperate to take claim of this city, to have this moment, to get it back for the first time since 1986, right? You want this so bad you can taste it. You took Juan Soto away.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the New York Yankees, you've got the better team. The Yankees are in disarray, right? They're dealing with injuries. Their farm system is in the bottom half of the league. The future isn't bright enough where Juan Soto, who wanted to sign a 15-year contract, took the Mets future, took the Mets owner, took the Mets situation because the Mets are better. And this Mets season is supposed to be special. And this group now, where really you could look at the Yankees and say they're kind of in flux, right? They're depending on a lot of young kids, sure. And if those answers are positive, maybe you see a core of a team being built. But there's a lot of one-year contracts on this team. First baseman's a one-year contract. Bellinger's a one-year contract. You know, a lot of, you know, the who knows about the young kids if they don't, if Volpe doesn't perform, is he still the starting, guaranteed starting shortstop moving forward? There's a lot in flux. The closer is on a one-year deal. A lot of the rotation is kind of being, you know, obviously thrusted up after the injuries, and you're not counting on Marcus Stroman moving forward. You know, you're not counting on Carrasco moving forward. So much of the pitching depth inside the organization has been traded away over the last handful of years. So, like, between whether or not some young kids are going to step up or whether or not guys are going to opt out or there's going to be a lot of one-year contracts, this team could look dramatically different next year. Sure, you'll have Judge and hopefully Cole back from injury, and that window of the Cole Judge thing will still kind of be in the presence of people's minds. But this Met thing is just getting started. This is year two of Stern stepping in year one was kind of, you know, listen, we'll take our chances. We'll see what this rotation does. We think the lineup can be good enough. And it started off terrible, and then you went on a run for the ages that you'll never forget. But now he's been here for a year. He's stabilized the franchise. He's made the same kind of decisions with the rotation, but now they're his, and it's about winning. And you've got Juan Soto. You've got a lineup that has as much power with Vientos establishing himself as any this side of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it's time to go win. That's it. So if you look at it, you could make a case for the Yankee fan who's down in the dumps watching every single person on TV or on the radio talking about, well, you know, maybe they could win 90 games, they could win 78 games. There's just no telling where the Yankees are right now, where the Mets, sure, they're in a tough division. Sure, they play in the National League, but the expectations are through the roof. And there are no more fun seasons. And if you want to be that team, if you're desperate like Nimmo is to be the team of the city, if you expect the New York Mets to be the franchise that best embodies New York, that all the free agents want to come to, that are run better and smarter and spend their money wisely, and by the way, have more money to spend, all that. All of that is fun. All of that is nice. All of that goes away at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and all that matters is the performance on the field. And as much fun as last year was, let me tell you, as a fan of the quote-unquote Big Brother for the last 30 years, it's fun when you have parades. Other than that, it's a lot of pressure. Other than that, it's mostly relief. Other than that, it's bitter disappointment. And I know the Met fan has dealt with bitter disappointment and dead seasons and being mocked by their Yankee fan friends, but it's another thing to claim you're the man all offseason. Claim you're the team all offseason. And then you go on a 5-game losing streak. And then you have a month where you don't perform. And then you're 5 games behind the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves. And suddenly, you're in a spot where you can't be the team that, the little engine that could, that is going to overcome the obstacles. There are no obstacles. There's nothing in your way that should prevent you from winning a championship that isn't just baseball, or isn't something that's been manifested, or isn't something that you shouldn't be able to overcome because your owner is the richest and the baddest and the most friendly, and your GM is the smartest and the youngest and the most handsome. So this is it, Met fans. You wanted this year? Welcome aboard. Because I don't know about Big Brother, Little Brother, but they're sitting at the same table now, that's for sure. And despite the fact the Mets have had the highest payroll for a long time, it hasn't been expectations like this. And there might have been in 23 when they fell on their face after the 22 season, but this is different. Juan Soto, this lineup, this executive, this team, all the talk all season long about how well run the franchise is, they're in the right footing, the farm system, everything, where they'll be over the next handful of years, they're in better standing. Even Nimmo, he's not hiding from it. He's out full force, full front, saying, we want to be the best team in this city. We want to be the destination where people go. Season tickets are already sold out, through the roof. This is the year of expectation. This is the year where you make that move. This is the year you become the Big Brother. Because even if you're saying it, you know it doesn't happen in the winter. You know it doesn't happen in spring. It happens in the dog days of summer. And the journey begins at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And I hope you're ready for it. And for Yankee fans, it's a little bit different where you could see a little bit of joy. You could have that upstart season. Now, the expectations are always World Series or bust. That won't change. But the expectations around baseball, the expectations around this fan base, the dealing with the injury, they have a nice little season and get some answers from a bunch of young kids. There can be a fun season to be had for the New York Yankees. This team should be a little bit more athletic, a little bit younger, a little bit faster than teams we've seen, a little bit better at baseball, quote unquote, which I'm sick of hearing over and over again. They have an opportunity to win, have a fun season, especially in a down American League where I still think they're the favorites to win the American League. They are the betting favorites to win the American League, and I still think they're the best team in the American League. Both teams on the same footing, expectations a little bit different. And the Met fans who enjoyed their season so much last year are in a whole new world. 888-808-1019. And it starts tomorrow. We'll get to Russ. We'll take your calls on baseball. I don't understand how many people are confused with what the Giants are doing. It's not that complicated. We'll get to that as well. The Knicks with a disappointing loss, but kind of feel like just in a holding pattern until they get their superstar back after a loss to the Clippers. We get it all rolling. McMonagle filling in for Keith. I got you all the way to 2 o'clock. We open with baseball. We'll have a little fun as well. We'll go through all. I'll give you a couple over-unders. We'll go through the Met and Yankee over-unders, a couple bold predictions, find out where we feel like they're going to end the season. You guys can always call me with yours as well at 888-808-1019. We'll come back right after the update. McMonagle here with you, rolling with you till 2 a.m. right here on The Fan.